Gang, are you in a band in Austin looking to make the leap from the band of schmoes to the band of pros? Well, you can start by rehearsing at Space Rehearsal and Recording. Space is a state-of-the-art, affordable venue for rehearsal and recording located just a few short miles south of downtown Austin. They have 31 spacious rooms. Some even have windows. They have excellent PAs and a fantastic staff. You can find them by going to 512-448-9518 or go to spaceatx.com and take the talent train from Schmoesville to Protown with Space. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host,
right. Hello, I'm Johnny. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I hope you guys all had a great weekend. Whatever it is you did, it was a hot one here in Austin. I wonder if it was hot where you were listening to this show. Anyway, I hope it was good for you. I have a great show for you guys today. I am joined today by Russell Simonson, Alec Cabrera, Ricky Jones, and Brittany Lobus, better known as Corbella. You can find them at CorbellaBandOfficial.com. They're debuting their brand new single, Storm. Comes out this Friday, August 10th, and they are celebrating with a release show this Friday, August 10th, at Swan Dive with Obsolete Machines and The Matters. We have a great conversation. Great conversation. They're working on an EP that's coming out later on this year, and we talk about all kinds of stuff, using tracks live, learning to write as a band. We talk a lot about Ricky's guitar rig. We talk about dating. We talk about dating apps, how weird they are. I have strange eye contact with Ricky, which was pretty interesting throughout the show. Anyway, the dating apps thing is an interesting thing because I talk about it with Russell, and apparently his game is pretty high. And after I talked to Russell, the next day another guy came in, and after the show, he and I started talking about dating apps. Then I got back on the dating apps. I got on Bumble and on Tinder, and then I've ended up going out on a couple of Tinder dates, one for coffee and then one for breakfast just yesterday. That was interesting. It's interesting. You know, they're nice people. Maybe I'll see them again. Who knows? Who knows what's going on out there in this new dating world where you use your phone? Anyway, I have a great conversation with Russell, Alec, Ricky, and the great Brittany Lobus, the sassy lead singer. They used to be a band called Nomad City, and they wanted to change their stuff up. So Alec, Russell, and Brittany jettisoned the band and started Corbella. You can find them at Corbella Band Official. They just started in January. I saw them back at South by Southwest. We did a show together at the Kindness Palooza downtown, like on the Saturday of South by Southwest. It was good. Anyway, they're a great band. They're using, it's a difference than from Nomad City. They wanted to use some different kind of effects, some synthesizers and some loops and stuff. And so that's what they're doing. And they have to do it live. So they've changed their live approach. They like hunkered down, wrote new songs, got Ricky in the band, and made an EP, which is coming out later this year. Anyway, their song Storm comes out August 10th, this Friday. We got three shows this week, gang. Keb Bev is coming on Wednesday, and then Friday, I'm still not sure who comes out on Friday. I'll let you know on Wednesday's show. Anyway, I hope you guys are all having a great day. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Russell, Alec, Ricky, and Brittany, better known as Corbella. And you'll hear their tune Storm right now. All right? Find them at CorbellaBandOfficial.com. See them this Friday, August 10th. Let's do this. All right? Let's do this. What is that? Let's get down.
Let you go. You said you're homeward bound. Why should I care? Little did you know, singing. Ooh, 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 ooh. We got tangled in this crazy thing. Couldn't let it go.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Real good.
Congratulations. Yeah. This song Storm is fantastic.
Thank you.
How much of an EP is coming after it?
Well, it's to be decided. to be announced.
Yeah. So you guys recorded at the church house?
Yeah. Did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys, you didn't work with Dave? Did you work with Dave?
We met Dave. He's a studio owner.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
He was a cool guy.
We hung out with him.
Yeah, we hung out with
late
him.
Late night.
Later that night.
Imagine that.
All right.
Yeah, well, we had Travis Kennedy work on the songs with us. And,
oh, yeah.
He did a really good job, and we loved everything he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was great to work with.
Yeah. Great studio, great to work with. So how many songs did you record?
Two.
Oh, okay. So you're going to release another song, or you're going to record more later? What's going on?
Both.
Both, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we recorded a set of singles, and then we're kind of in the midst of just writing and deciding what songs we want to record and end up releasing a full EP probably.
Yeah. Give you something to chew on while we keep working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's tough to be like a new band with no stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You have like a cool video about making it,
yes.
And you have a couple of cool videos with it, but there's no
music
song.
Video
yet. Yeah,
but there will be.
There will be.
There will be. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, so when did you guys get together? You guys came out of the remnants of Nomad City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You two, Russell, right? Mm-hmm. Were you in
the three? Yeah.
You
three.
Were Alex too, Alec.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met them at the filming for Honey. When they were filming that music video, I got the call and they're like, hey, can you come? And I came and I met them and they were okay.
What'd you do there?
We needed a drummer for the music video.
Yeah, we needed a drummer for the music video. And that's how I met them.
Oh, okay.
The day we met
Alec. We're
all
learning today.
Did you have to learn the part?
I did listen to the song and learn it, but like, you know, they weren't recording it, so I just had to look like I was playing it.
Right, but you don't want to look like... You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I looked like
all
I was playing it
video.
Right, you know, for the most part. Sometimes I'm hitting the hi-hat. I would,
see,
the
that's what's going I'm on saying. The
But nobody could tell.
I mean.
Edit around that.
Yeah. He did pretty good.
Yeah. They did a good job.
Yeah.
It's a good
We're working with those guys again on the next video.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Party Hat Productions. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, so dope. is that going to be for Storm?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. And that'll be coming along. A little bit
probably
later.
Like September.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
September, October.
So you have a show coming up at Swan Dive. It's the release show with Obsolete Machines and the Matters.
Yes.
On Friday, August 10th as well.
Yeah
we're
really
excited.
About it.
What, I mean, do you guys, are you writing and like trying out new songs when you play them live? What's going on?
I don't think we're really trying new things out live. Like, experimenting, like we definitely want it to be very finished sounding, and because by the time we play it live, I think we've probably played them a million times.
But we are debuting some new stuff on the 10th.
Yeah, I think we'll definitely have one new song on the 10th that is
no one's heard
getting
yet.
Finished up imminently.
You were on the record, Rick?
Which one?
On Storm?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Just checking.
Yeah, no, I joined in January this year.
Okay, and that's when did the band start?
January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We were waiting for Ricky.
We were. Yeah. We were waiting for him.
We was waiting for Ricky.
And then he came along.
Ricky, I heard you're doing an American accent, that you actually have a British accent.
Well, sometimes
that's what
I'll just like slip into it. It's very natural. It's very peculiar, but sour yet sweet. It's salty at the same time. It's fantastic.
You sound like a wealthy British accent. You just jump right in. You're like a
That's the thing about peculiarities, darling. It's like you've got to think about where you are at any particular time.
You drift
in between countries and counties.
Sometimes he ends up in New York as well. From
actually,
the Bronx.
Sometimes it find in the day.
Is that a Bronx accent, Brittany? Because that wasn't very Bronx.
I'm in the Bronx.
That was my transition from British to
from
New York.
The Bronx.
From New York.
To Queens,
New York.
Good lad.
From New York.
So, Ricky, what's your background? What's your story?
Well, I've...
How did you find these guys?
Craigslist.
Imagine that.
Yeah. In the casual encounters area, but then things just took off, so...
That's where the real professionals go.
Yeah. Casual Encounters is gone, by the way. Just sidebar. But I think it was like
is that where you could meet people to encounter?
Yeah, it was
casually?
Just real bad stuff. Anyways, but...
I missed out on a great thing.
No.
The girl who sneezed in the meat department.
Yeah. That's misconnections. That's still around.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You, girl with
you
yellow hair.
You smiled at me next to the taco sauce. And
buying
Jimmy.
Ham in the meat line.
Would like to see you again. But I've been in the Austin area for 9 years. So I came here after graduating college.
Which was what? What was your college?
UTSA.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And been in a few different bands and recording my own stuff, and so I feel like I'm finally getting in a group that I can kind of grow with and that doesn't like throw up their hands and do something else, and or just play like a lot of cover bar kind of scenes that is not super fulfilling, nor, you know, in an artistic sense or monetary sense. So I auditioned for several things last year. Glad they didn't work out. Now I'm doing this.
So who put the ad in Craigslist? You guys?
The
band. It was like, we are looking for a guy.
Russell was in Craigslist.
Yeah, we didn't even have to put up an ad. Ricky had a posting of a video up there, and so I just sent him a message, said we'd like to get together and just hang out, and he was a cool guy. And so we rehearsed with him, sent him some of our songs, and I mean, he played them all perfectly the first time through. We were really impressed. So
it was scary though, because you guys, like, I'm still figuring you guys out. But, like, they're very, you know, I'd play and like rehearse, and then finally they showed up and we played, and then, you know, we'd finish a song and be like silence, and they'd kind of be like adjusting their bass straps
like, and not saying anything.
Okay, well, do you want to try that again? Or it's like, sure.
What were you guys doing? Were you?
Or I mean, really, we were just. I was just trying to hear him. I was just listening, you know. Yeah. I was just listening.
I know. Maybe you guys were stoned or something like.
I probably.
Okay. Just making sure. Do you guys write? Do you all write together?
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we're
there's
still
a hesitant sort of like look in Ricky's face.
Yeah, I mean, it's still an evolving process.
Still learning.
And it's kind of been nice. Not to, like, I'm kind of used to having to develop a song, like, more or less, like, kind of by yourself. And so,
right.
Where now it's, I've never kind of been in the situation where, like, Brittany comes up with, like, only a vocal. And then, so I can kind of hear the chords. But then once you get the chords, you have to kind of figure out, like, well, what kind of song is this? What's the instrumentation? Like, what are the drums doing? What's the whole production? And, like, build it all around the vocal, which is kind of what we're doing, just based on the song we're going to play on the 10th, the new song. Well, I guess they're all new, but Storm. New song.
Yeah.
Newer Than Storm.
It's a really good newer song, by the way. I didn't know if I told you that.
Thank you.
I didn't, and I Thank like you. It. And I mean, I noticed the difference from Nomad City. It's a little, like, just less straight ahead rock.
Yeah.
And more of like, you know, there's a lot, it's really good. There's a lot of pop sensibilities in it that I like a lot.
Cool. Yeah. That's kind of what we were going for, was more pop infused.
I know, Russ and I just wanted to groove a little more.
We're at that song in like 10 minutes.
Isn't that a pain in the ass when you do that and then you go to write a song and you're like, I'm going to write another song like Storm, and you're like, what did I do? How did I?
We do that?
Okay, I had a chicken sandwich. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you never know. It's hard to recapture.
Yeah. Well, we weren't writing a song when it came out.
Actually, we weren't even trying.
Yeah, we weren't trying.
We got to rehearsal.
We were setting up a rehearsal. We started jamming, and then that was it.
We're like, we should probably record this.
And that was written before you joined the band, Ricky?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't take too many liberties. I mean, the only thing I really changed was the solo to kind of make it more memorable.
I liked it.
Thanks.
It's got like a weird harmonizing thing.
Yeah, so it's like my two favorite sounds all together. So one would be like a fuzz octave up, and then the other would be an octave down. So I actually had like an analog octave up. I don't know if this is interesting to anybody, but
it's interesting to like four dudes.
Yeah, so fuzz octave up with like a whammy octave down.
Oh yeah,
and it makes, so like you have your guitars getting lowered an octave, but it's also getting, there's just a lot of octaves.
Yeah. Well, it's cool. I like that sort of approach. That weird, you know, little outside. Mm-hmm. What? Who are your guys like? Are you like you like Robert Fripp and weird guys?
I like Robert Fripp. I could. I got more Fripp research to do, but my favorite band's Queens of the Stone Age and
they do some weird
Royal
stuff.
Blood.
Yeah.
And Wolf Mazza.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm really into like riff groovy rock. It's kind of my wheelhouse.
And that's meshing well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd say so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So so you guys have come together. You play a lot of shows. It seems like you're, I mean, I've seen you going to play shows.
I mean, since January, yeah, we've played a lot.
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, it's all building up to what we're getting ready to do on Swan Dive. Yeah. And we've just been preparing ourselves and, like, getting closer with Ricky and, like, you know, becoming Corbella as a whole.
Yeah.
Incredibly close.
It's interesting inventing what you are. You know what I mean? Yeah. But conscious of it. Like, hey, we got to figure this out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, there's sometime you, how long was it in between Nomad City and this? Like, was there
4 months?
Three, four months.
Yeah.
So that band ended. You guys were jamming together, trying to figure stuff out. What was the first song that you wrote?
It was actually just like the three of us,
right?
And we started writing it, and we came up with a couple cool songs. We're not playing them on the 10th, but
yeah. We just, you know, we started working and writing and talking to each other and trying to figure out what did we want to do. You know, we were at that point now where we were like, we're three people. We don't have a guitar player. Like, what are we going to do?
And that was really, I've never just written with a bass player and a drummer before. So that was challenging, but I think it made us really close and kind of, you know, thinking outside the box and some cool ideas. And then when Ricky joined, it was just like magic. Did you like that? Magic.
So what did the song start with, you coming up with like some kind of melody thing?
Yeah, sometimes I'll come with like just like a vocal hook, or I'll play something on the piano and then I'll just send it to them, and that's kind of how Midnight happened.
Yeah, it's pretty...
And it's, that's been a couple months evolving.
Pretty fun kind of puzzle, because in that song, like her melody kind of is riding along like the fourth of the root chord, like, the whole time.
Now you're appealing to two dudes.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, so basically...
I'm just fucking with you.
So, but not really.
You don't know me. You don't know me.
Yeah, it's all right.
Sorry. I'm a messer with her. But go ahead.
Yeah, please, so basically ahead. there's three chords that work with that fourth, right?
Yeah.
I won't say what those three chords are, but there's... Basically, so it was, a lot of the song is built around how do you make that... Mostly that one note sound like it's kind of moving and it makes sense, like as a story. So that's kind of a fun thing to do, rather than just be like, oh, I got this riff.
Right. The other thing too is, coming into it, if you're just hearing bass and drums and a melody, you could be doing not whatever root of note he's playing. Like, instead of a G, you could do like a something with the G bass. You know what I mean? A different, you know what, doing like that's pretty cool. Yeah. And obviously, you know your theory pretty well, so you can come in and do that stuff. I mean, I'm assuming you do.
Yeah, I'm a piano player too, and
you are.
So I started on piano when I was 5, and guitar when I was 11.
What'd you study at school?
Well, I majored in marketing.
Okay.
But I did all my electives in the UTSA recording studio downtown.
Nice.
So that's where I made my. I mean, I've. Always, I mean, I still make a lot of mistakes, but that's where I like actually had somebody to tell me, like, hey, you shouldn't point your drum overheads like away from the drums.
Right.
It might look cool if they're angled, but they need to point down.
Yeah.
He told me that after the semester, but whatever.
Well, lesson learned. What about the rest of you? Anyone else, music school person, or anyone else?
I took lessons for a little while I was younger and just tried to watch and learn, and I mean, feel like I go to school on YouTube every day.
That's true. You really can. Yeah.
Rock and roll school.
Yeah. From the streets.
From the streets.
Yeah.
Is that where Cleveland you got your chops, Russell, on the streets?
Kind of. In the bars, mostly.
That's good. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good... Well, first, I did a lot of time in front of a mirror.
Yeah.
At home.
Yeah.
I did that too.
I did that.
Yeah. We all, I think you have to. There's this... What are you looking
at? What are you talking about? Like styling yourself?
Look, you learned an instrument, all right, at a young age. So you have some talent that, whatever, you think you're cool, but I'm messing with you again. All right. Now I'm getting sensitive for you. I'm like, I don't want to hurt Ricky's feelings. But some of us had to do a little time being stars before you learn how to play an instrument. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a lot older now. I'm tired. But look at Brittany. She's been working on it.
Yep.
She spent some time in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I picked Alec up. He's like, it's just a podcast, Brittany.
Well, I take a picture at the end, so it
that's
is.
That's why she's in there doing makeup and stuff. I'm like, chill, girl. Like, drive.
That's pretty cool. Do you guys look out for her? Like, is that what goes on?
Yeah, we try to. And sometimes she's just like, Like, where'd Brittany go?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What about, I mean, do you ever go like, guys, just leave me alone? You don't understand how I feel.
No, I'm kidding.
No?
No, no it's, I mean, it's pretty, it's
you guys
pretty...
are still in the first, like, year of the
I mean,
thing.
We're all adults, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean.
Most of the time.
Whatever that, whatever handicap musicians have to be adults, like, I'm yeah. an adult.
In I guess it's the technicality, right?
Yeah. In like a regular world, when I'm at a thing with like banker dudes and guys from Pricewaterhouse, I'm like, huh? Oh man, do they have chili dogs here? I'm like, totally like, whatever. Hey, I'll be drawing by the elevators.
Does this yeah. menu come with crowns?
Exactly. So, so you recorded the two songs. You're mm-hmm. going to record more. Mm-hmm. You don't know what songs you're dealing with. How long is this show that you're going to play? Like, how long are the shows that you're playing? Like, an hour?
Yeah. Yeah.
About 45 minutes.
How's that going?
An hour.
It's good.
It's good. Yeah. The 10th is going to be really good.
Do you throw any covers into your set?
We do.
We have mm-hmm. one or two. Yeah.
What do you do?
Give Me Shelter.
Okay.
And Bad, Michael Jackson.
Oh,
I love really? Playing bad.
That's mm-hmm.
Love it.
Do you ever throw the audience and sing the lyrics to Fat by Weird Al Yankovic?
I think of it every single time.
You would.
That was like one of my first favorite albums. Was Bad Hair Day. I know that no, Bad Fat wasn't on that, but yeah.
No, but yeah, he's a great musician.
Shadow weighs 42 pounds. But tell me what.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make you do that now.
When I go to the movies, I take up 7 rows because I'm fat. I'm fat. Really, really fat. Yep. He's great. You know, he's doing this tour right now, Weird Al, where he's going out, he's doing his original songs, like songs no one even knows.
Yep.
Pretty weird. Anyway.
He has some really... Yeah. That is weird.
I gotta say,
there's... I forget it. I'm going to embarrass myself because there are some songs I'm...
Do
like,
it.
Do it, Ricky.
So Bad Hair Day came out in like the mid-90s. And when I listened to it, I had not heard anything it was parroting. Like anything. Not like Soundgarden, not Chili Peppers. Like I was, right. you know, in like second grade. So, yeah, there's a song in there called like... It was about getting a root canal, but I'm sure it was a parody of some like Soul Asylum or something. But anyways, so
was
much
that,
for that
was
original.
That the one that had the Coolio song on it?
Yeah Amish Paradise.
That was the opener. One that was the one guy that told him no, but there was some other guy that told him no too.
Coolio got mad that he did it for okay. like ripping him off okay, air okay. quotes, but it was a Stevie Wonder. It was off oh, Songs in the Key of Life.
Last Time Paradise.
Yeah.
Oh right.
Yeah. Which Coolio yeah. you know used.
You guys like
it's called
Coolio?
Sampling, bro.
So what are the influences? Like, what, you know, what are the influences that are going into, like, were you guys listening to anything different going well, into this?
You know, with Storm, like, I was listening to, like, so much Robert Glasper at the time.
I don't even know who that is.
He's this awesome piano, like, hip-hop jazz guy.
Oh, cool.
Does a lot of cool stuff, works with a lot of really cool artists. But I was listening to that stuff nonstop when we started coming up with Storm. And I can hear that in that song specifically.
Okay.
For me.
I mean, I've been into a lot of ZZ Ward. Welshly Arms is from my hometown. I've been listening to them a lot. Walk the Moon. Just a lot of kind of rock-based pop, mm-hmm. pop influence stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Russell, what's going on with that bass?
I mean, Stevie Wonder's always been a big
yeah.
favorite. I think Stevie and Muse are probably my two oh. like top group artists,
yeah.
you know, which is very different, but they're both very bass heavy,
yeah.
which I enjoy.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
they both have just beasts of bass players.
So. Yeah. And what Muse is a three-piece, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you say that you were going to be doing the tracks for? So you're going to add some stuff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think the key to pop, like poppy-ish music is
yeah.
there's got to be a kind of a level of precision in there. Mm-hmm. And I think for this, the style that we're going for, it benefits us a lot to pre-do some stuff. Because like say, you know, you want a certain sequence and you want it to be like 16th notes for like several measures, the chances of you like triggering that at the right time in a live show are,
oh Jesus, yeah,
it's crazy? Impossible.
Yeah.
So so some of that stuff, like, so we're playing to a click. Some of this stuff is sequenced. I mean everything's gonna be pre-recorded, but the way I recorded it was like some stuff I actually played, a lot of it is like I actually figured it out and then MIDI-ized it and then recorded it.
And you don't have a problem playing to that?
Mm-mm.
How do you do it? Do you guys have in-ears and stuff?
Yeah, Russell and I have in-ears. In-ears, what's running just the click and, you know, some of the samples in our ears, and I can hear him. And then they just go nuts and do their thing.
You did?
I did.
Are you guys wired? Are they wireless in-ears? What's going on?
She's got wireless.
You got wireless. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't. It's gonna. You guys are all gonna get tangled up. But you got wired.
I've got wireless.
You got wireless. Mm-hmm.
Not me.
No, because you're sitting down. You got no problem.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm out of the wedge right now, but soon, or someday, I want to go in ears because it's just always. I mean, I have pretty. I use Alex the same in ears that he has, but I just don't plug them in, and they do a pretty good job of like lowering the decibels without squashing all the
right.
Frequencies.
Yeah, yeah. I use ear plugs like that.
You can still kind of hear. You can hear it pretty well, but I don't know. Someday I'll move to in ears too, because that would be nice.
Yeah. What have you been listening to?
I mean, in addition to those other bands, I find that like if I come onto something in Spotify that I've never heard, I'm like, what is this? This is amazing. It's like always like Swedish or some kind of Scandinavian rock band.
They really
like
know what's going on.
Graveyard or this band called Spider God that I just is like one of the coolest bands I've ever heard. And I don't even think they're that famous, but like
they're not.
They're amazing. I've never heard of
this band.
But yeah, I mean, Spider God, GAWD, and they have like four albums, and they're like amazing. They're just like the coolest, like kind of proggy. Anyways,
yeah. So is that your jam? You come from like a muso background?
Muso?
You know what I mean?
No,
like prog dudes. Like,
oh no,
are
I'm
you
not...
Dream Theater guy?
No.
I'm trying to think of someone else who's prog.
No, I mean they're
King Crimson.
No, I mean
Robert Fripp, baby.
Yeah, Fripp.
Oh,
Fripp it up.
No, I mean I came from like I started playing guitar. I went through like AC/DC. I'm like a huge Beatles fan, huge Zeppelin
fan.
Okay,
love the Beatles.
And then gradually got less and less, you know, more accepting of people who like weren't Jimmy Page and who weren't Robert Plant.
Right. Right.
Because in high school I was like, doesn't sound like Robert Plant. He's got a very low voice, not good. But I've grown out of that. So
how old are you?
29.
He sounds like a man.
29.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good age
like,
to
oh,
be.
God bless you, son.
Yeah. Seriously. God bless you. That's amazing. So outside of the, you're doing Loris' show, probably, I guess, is that on a Tuesday?
Yeah.
That's the same day this comes out.
Yeah. That's great.
So hi, Loris, if she listens
to it. Hey, Loris.
Hey.
She's a great music fan.
Yeah.
Do you guys get a lot out of the scene here in Austin? I know I've seen you around at all
the time.
Yeah. Things getting drunk with me.
Yep. I do that well.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to get out as much as we can. I mean, all we can do is talk to people and communicate and be as open as we can be, and hopefully they respond.
Yeah, are there any bands in town that you've seen lately that are like, you're like, oh, these guys are wicked?
Man.
Yeah, I mean, we really liked Obsolete Machines, which is part of the reason why we got them on the bill.
Yeah.
So they're really cool. And they also worked with Travis, right?
Yeah.
Travis Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we like them. I mean, there's so many bands here in Austin that we love. I mean, it's crazy.
That's good.
It's crazy. There's so much good music
here.
The Holy Child.
Great.
Holy Child?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know them.
They're really like...
They're a funky family band.
Funky family band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's Brown Kids. That's one of the ones I've been really enjoying lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's Pearl Turner and Yayo Sanchez, and they just like do this whole like punk rock thing. And
Yayo's
just...
the guy, the Kiss guy?
He's
Kiss
the guy. He's the guy.
Somebody called me the other day about getting him on the show.
Yeah. He's a cool guy. He'll definitely do it.
He'll do it?
Yeah, he'll do it.
Is he friends with Omar and stuff?
He's friends with everybody.
Yeah, he's friends with everybody. He was like sweeping the nation. I mean, he had like a viral moment.
Yeah.
Like a legit, real thing that people were, even Dave Grohl was sharing it.
Tweeting about it. It was
tweeting
crazy.
About it.
Could have been me.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you guys share? Well, how do you break up the duties of the band, like management stuff?
We got an Excel sheet.
You do?
We got an Excel sheet.
Look at that.
Handles it all for us.
I love it, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's something we're still kind of figuring out and still kind of divvying things up. But I mean, I think Brittany, you take more of the networking aspect because you're
the person that speaks to the people. You know what I mean? It's just nature of the thing.
Yeah.
That's the part that I like the least. And yeah. Never ever done.
And that's always the best kind of bandmates. Like.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So you're not one of those guys that's like trying to steal the spotlight.
No.
No, but you know what I mean. Like, why does everyone always want to talk to Brittany, man? What's so great about her? Well, she's the one talking to the people. Like, she's singing and she's like, they're listening
to her. I am
great.
Yeah.
It's Brittany, bitch.
What are you trying to say?
That was a funny, terrible joke. I've heard three very funny, terrible jokes today. I mean, that are like laugh out loud. That's great. Thank you.
What did you're very welcome.
It's like a trilogy.
You know
so
what I
she's
said.
She's Brittany, bitch. But he started laughing because he realized that funny. Sorry. So, who handles the social media? You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then who handles the booking?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
it's a one-person show.
It's Brittany, bitch.
You were right.
Yeah.
Any plans for, like, what's going on? Anything else? Anything I need to know?
Well, I mean, we're going to take over Austin. Okay. So, we're going to start there, and then, you know, hopefully you're ready for the rest.
Yeah, well, you took over my apartment.
That was the plan.
Other stuff, we're really working on kind of upping our production values
the
of our show. So,
a badass show.
I think it's going to be
kind
of a rare sight, hopefully, to people in the Red River District to, you know, normally you walk in and you're like, okay, this is cool.
Right,
check it out.
Right.
But I think we'll be... hopefully differentiated a little bit by our live show with some lighting aspects and some choreographed
dance
moves. No dance
what?
Moves.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I was like, yes.
No.
Maybe you and Russell.
But yeah, I mean, it's something we've been putting together and it's going to be...
We've been working really hard at it, yeah.
I think it adds a lot of value to your... In a situation where it's... you know, if you go to... 360 or the amphitheater, like you expect all that,
oh, right, yeah,
all that
yeah.
jazz.
Right, right, yeah, yeah.
For a $5 cover, you expect to just to see somebody at the keyboard or whatever, but I think we're going to shoot for that, you know, bigger venue
that extra
value
mm-hmm.
in a smaller.
I have a document that might help you guys out. I don't know if you have a light guy that you're working with, but my friend Einar over at the Austin Music Foundation, he brought in a thing that he shows this lady Peaches, a lady. You know, she is. She's always singing about dicks and stuff like that. But yeah, that's why I laugh when I said lady. I'm like, who says it? What the hell? She shows her boobs to people. Peaches, she's pretty good, but he does some tour managing for her. But she uses local lighting and sound people when she could really afford to bring her own. But the thing is a lot of those guys are dying to get involved with the show. And you give them some cues like, oh, make this a little red. Like, turn the lights off when the song ends.
Yeah.
And then bring them back up. Like, you don't even realize how little that is. When you go to a show at 360 or somewhere big like that, you kind of take it for granted. But then when you go see other shows, like, right afterwards, if you go to a bar afterwards, you're like, oh, hey, man, you could just turn off the fucking lights, man. It makes a big difference. Just turning them off and back on makes the hugest difference.
Yeah.
Let alone, like, changing the mood or changing the...
Mood lighting's a real thing. It's a real thing.
It really is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we're lucky to have Russell and Ricky here because they pretty much got
Mastermind.
The whole light show together by themselves.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he's designed kind of all the cues, and I've done more of the hardware aspect. And so.
Oh, so you guys are running it yourselves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have your own rig.
Everything's synced.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
And it's hooked up with the synced with the music and the.
Yep.
That's a level of professionalism. I'm like, hey, just tell them to make it dark, man. That'll be real professional. You guys are like Britney bitch level.
Yeah.
That's right. You can say that all night.
Even for us, like, the first time we tried them out.
I was like, holy shit.
Yeah, last week, you know, normally we just play, you know, with the lights on, but the room lights or whatever. But, but yeah, you know, we throw these on and, like, you know, just watching what it would look like from the audience
perspective. And we just had one.
Yeah, the first time. But then,
first time. The second time.
Yeah, too. We brought in some more. But yeah, it's like, it's really like cool. Whoa, this song like feels really expensive now. I like
that. I like that.
So. We're really trying to sell those download cards.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. You know what? Hopefully you guys doing it will make other people start doing
hopefully
it.
Hopefully not.
And, well, no. I mean, it's good for everyone if like the scene is all of a sudden, because Austin does get like that, well, dude, just kind of roll in, and, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
They're playing basketball and they're like, oh, fuck, I got a gig. And they go to it, just put on like a hat. You know what I mean? And they go in their basketball clothes.
Yeah.
To a gig. Not, you're not in basketball clothes. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's, it'd be nice if more people.
Inspired.
And there are some nice, inspired they're people. Really, they're good places with their own lights and lighting guys just fucking sitting there.
Yeah.
You know?
So. I mean, I think that look is like appropriate for a lot of groups, but for this kind of sound and the kind of image and brand we're going for, I think we want to try and step it up so we look good.
That's good. Any plans to go on the road
in the future? For sure.
Yeah. I've been wanting to go back to the Midwest and play some shows.
Oh, like do some long stuff.
I mean,
I just want to like go to Dallas or something. Well, come home that day.
Yeah.
Next week. We'll definitely be going around Texas.
Okay, yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Some bigger tours later on.
Yeah.
Houston was fun.
Yeah, Where'd you play in Houston?
Warehouse Live.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Yeah, we played in the Green Room. Fair City Fire. The small one there with Fair City Fire. Yeah.
Those guys are nice.
Yeah, they are
cool.
Yeah. We love them.
Were you guys on their show yet?
Yeah, we did that.
Show. It's good.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah. I listened to it.
Yeah.
To mine?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was great.
Because I said it was good, and I was like, Matt Jones. Oh, the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
I was like, who's Matt Jones?
Who's Matt Jones? It's not Ricky Jones. Ricky Jones.
I just got to say this. Whenever Russell told me that the guy we're meeting, his name was Ricky Jones, I was like, does this guy just like walk into bars and roundhouse kick people for fun?
Is that the name of... I've never seen
that movie either, but I heard the name Ricky Jones and I was like, that's gotta be what he
Everyone's
does.
Always like, dude, what a cool name. Ricky Jones.
I'm glad you feel that way. Yeah. What movie are you talking about? Roadhouse?
I think so. Like I never saw the movie. I did see the episode of Family Guy where they did a flashback to that movie. But
Roadhouse is amazing. I watched Roadhouse for like in its entirety for the first time at the Draft House when Master Pancake was
Now that I'm looking at
and
you,
it was
Ricky,
one of the funniest
your hair is kind of like
Swayze.
Yeah.
It glimmers.
Glistens in the light.
I had a short white guy haircut for like 5 years, so I'm going to try and grow it out. So.
Swayze.
Yeah. I'm going to go full ballet sweats, full
round,
rave.
Plus roundhouse kicking.
Yeah.
You got to be a ballet... Roundhouse kick.
All that stretching isn't for nothing.
It isn't for nothing. Is there anything? Are you guys anything cool going on the scene? Guys, meeting any chicks?
Yeah, Ricky, why don't you tell us about the chicks you've been?
Oh meeting? Yeah, been I mean chicks? It's been wild.
Are you on the? Are you on a certain app?
No.
Okay. I'm on a certain app.
What app are you on?
I'm on Bumble, the one where the ladies contact you first.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I think you're asking the wrong guy.
No, I've been married for 8 years.
Oh, yeah. So. Oh, you've been married for 8? Well, you guys led me on a while. I didn't know he was married for 8 years. He's only 29. Why have you been? What does she do?
She's getting her PhD in theology at Baylor right now.
So. Shit.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. She's,
oh, wow.
She's great. I mean, I don't...
She's great.
I don't... Yeah.
She is.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I mean, in retrospect, it was a very young age to get married at, but I have no regrets. And I mean, if I can see from other people that, like, that's young, and it is, but I don't know. I did it. It worked out.
When you know, you know.
Sometimes you do.
Sometimes you don't.
That's... Congratulations. That's So she must be very smart.
She is, yeah. She's in her second year at Baylor and crushing a mini-mester of French right now.
Woo!
So you on a certain app, Russell? What's going on?
I'm on all the apps.
Are you really?
Yeah. Whatever app I can find.
Whenever he runs out of likes on Tinder.
I'm dying.
I tried Tinder, but I felt like it was too weird.
Yeah, yeah.
At Bumble, I met a lady, and she jerked me around.
Huh? Oh, okay. I thought you were going somewhere else with that, but yeah. No,
Bumble. I met a lady on Bumble. Well, she jerked me off. Yeah. It was great. Yeah. She's reached through the
phone. That's exactly what I signed up for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't sign up for that.
No.
I was signing up to meet a nice person. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone with a PhD in theology.
I'm so glad I don't have to date. Like, especially, oh God. I was like pre-apps and like all that. And like,
there's been,
pre-apps.
I have a friend who lives in California, and we have decided that this would be a great thing. We could marry. That way we know we got someone. Mm-hmm. We don't live in the same city. See each other a few times a year. It's great. And you don't have to date. I mean, eventually you're going to want to have sex.
We'll be in like an open marriage.
Well, then that just turns into a quagmire of worse than dating. I mean, I can only imagine it'd be worse than dating. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Open marriage where everyone's like cool with it. No one's cool with it. Nobody's cool with it. In my mind, straight up have an affair, cheat, sneak behind a thing because that's normal. we just played in San Antonio a couple weeks ago, and there's a swinger scene. A lady sent me photos of her business. And was like, hey, tonight, you know, I'm a swinger. There was over a conversation. She sent me Facebook messages like, oh, yeah, no, I'm a swinger. And so I'm like, whoa. And she's like, yeah, a lot of us that come to the show. And they're like regular. Like, if you saw them, you'd be like, they are normal people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Normal.
Swingers are normal people.
I know.
They're normal people, too.
I know. But this is weird. But so anyway.
Are we getting offended at?
Are we starting a swingers advocacy group or something?
I think we should.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone's okay nowadays. Yeah. You know, I mean, what? Pretty soon in this politically correct system that we live in, someone's going to like write me on Twitter and be like, it's not called swingers anymore.
It's called
polyamorous people.
Yeah.
That's right. Polyamorous. That's the right word, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Use my preferred pronoun, please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't. Has anyone. Do you guys. Have you. There's swingers on that. They're like, oh, yeah, we're just looking
they're
for.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. On those apps.
They like there. Russell.
Yeah. They all love Russell.
Yeah.
Russell, what makes you swipe right? A clever quote.
Everyone kind of has the same quotes on there. If they stand out, they write something unique.
Yeah.
Mostly just a good smile.
Yeah.
They got to look happy in their pictures.
Yeah.
You know.
And not pretending to be world travelers.
Right.
That's another thing that drives me nuts.
Exactly.
Like, oh, normally I'm in the Bahamas and the Alps.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know if you know what I mean. If you see these apps, you see these pictures of these people. They're living the greatest life you've ever seen. You're jealous.
Right.
Totally jealous.
What about why are you on this app again?
What about, cropping out people? I'm not
I don't know.
Obvious crops. I mean, it could be their brother.
I don't know.
I meant the girls with the pictures.
If
your life is so great, why are you on this app?
Why aren't you at the Bahamas then, lady? Of course, I just posted a bunch of
pictures. Or take me with you, lady.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
Do you have kids?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. Nobody has kids? Nobody else is married?
Never.
Okay.
Nope.
Is there anything I'm missing with you guys? I feel like I'm sort of like, now we're just talking about dating apps. But it's fun to talk about that stuff. That's what this format's for. We talked about the album. We talked about the creative process. Mm-hmm. You've been a band since January. What else are you going to say?
Right.
We played some shows. We wrote some songs. We recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at Ricky.
Yep.
I like that you're in the band. This is a good thing. I feel like this thing that I'm kind of enjoying, and I hope that listeners can hear it. But there's this doubting look on your face, like this guy's a fucking whatever. I don't even know. And I'm actually enjoying being the person that you're like. God, just give yourself a show in this day and age, can't you? Mm-hmm. I'm having my inner monologue. It's only because I don't know you. I'm sorry. Sorry for the way you were treated on the show. Are you mad at them?
No, I was just enjoying the eye contact we're sharing.
Me too.
That's one of my. It's a good tool I use to kind of exert kind of your influence in any kind of situation. Is just keep your eye contact.
Comes in handy when you're dating, right?
Yeah,
he wouldn't know. That's kind of, this guy dated.
But well, if you're gonna do it during
TSA,
if you're gonna do it while dating, you have to blink. Because nothing is worse than long eye contact with no blinking. It's the worst.
That's how I let them know I'm fucking nuts. That's how I let those ladies know I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. Corbella, mm-hmm. people can find you at CorbellaBandOfficial.com. The song Storm, the single, comes out Friday, August 10th. They're celebrating with a release show at Swan Dive Friday, August 10th with Obsolete Machines and The Matters. What do you know what this price is to get into this?
$5.
Only $5.
Oh, $5. Mm-hmm. Okay, bien. You know what I'm going to do right now on the show for the listeners? I'm going to look on my calendar and see if I'm free. I would like to go to this.
Yes.
Come on out. Yep.
Woo! Nice.
I'm there. Corbella. All right.
He didn't even pull out his phone.
I did. I got it open.
They don't know
official.
That.
He checked. Well, don't He's going to be there.
They're all going to be like, oh, you verbally abused Ricky the whole show. Ladies, thank you guys for coming.
Thanks
it's
for
great to see
us.
You.
Yeah,
it's been catching
us.
Up. And come back when you have more music
yeah.
and stuff.
Absolutely.
And we'll have more weird conversations. It's good to have you guys on.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's Corbella. Find them at CorbellaBandOfficial.com. Their single Storm, which you're hearing right there, is officially out on August 10th. They are celebrating with a single release show August 10th at Swan Dive, along with Obsolete Machines and The Matters. Go to CorbellaBandOfficial.com to get involved with this band, Corbella. All right. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I want to thank Corbella for coming by. It was great. Always great getting to hang with those dudes, man. I've known Russell and Brittany now for, I guess, a year and a half or something. Nice people. Good people. Good band. CorbellaBandOfficial.com. That's where you find them. All right. Hey, and you know what? While you're out there finding CorbellaBandOfficial.com, don't forget that you can subscribe to this podcast and all the mediums, all the places where you find the podcasts. I'm talking about Spotify. I'm talking about Stitcher. I'm talking about iTunes. I'm talking about Overcast, TuneIn, Android Podcast app, Apple Podcast app, wherever you find them. You'll get a new show every Tuesday and every Friday. Me talking to other people about music. All right, have a great day, whatever it is you're doing. Let's hear this tune, Storm. You heard them talk, now hear them rock. This is Corbella. Let's get down.
Of the night.